What was his name?
That's right. Pastor Mark. Yes. Well, Mark, his name. All right, I hear you. I hear you. That's right. Right. So we have got three. What was Paul like as a father? We will see. All right. Let's take a look. And this is Bible quiz time, as usual. Okay. Here we go. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1. And then we want to talk about how we can succeed. And all fathers want their children to succeed. Yes? All your parents want you to be what? What does your father would like you to be? You don't know. Can if I were to ask your parents, what would your father say about you? Of course we want you to be successful rather than to be a failure, right? Yes or no? Of course. That's why they send you to the best schools. They feed you like anything. Some of you are very big. All so that you can become good. And we want to take a look at this thing here. What is it that we want to do? Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. What do fathers do? Good fathers always do this. What do they do? Verse 9, the clue. This side. Can you find a clue? You got to open your eyes, sit nicely, read chapter 1 and verse 9, right? That's right. You must pay attention. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what to do. Yes or no? Which class will you be at the junior camp? Pastor Charlie's class. Guess what you will be doing? You have to practice right now. Okay? All right, girls, chapter 1. What do fathers need to do, like to do, always do? Chapter 1, verse 9. Give me the answer. What? They what? That's right. You know what? They really, really pray for you. You know, just a few days ago, one of our church members, they were traveling, and suddenly, one of the daughters got seriously ill and started to have, a seizure. And immediately, he emailed me and asked me to pray for the family, to pray for this little girl. She's just 8 years old only. Oh, she didn't die. God heard our prayers and she is well. You see, that's what praying is all about. When we pray for our Jerry Jiang, remember? Because we think about how God can help her and how God would make her well. That's what we do. We pray every single day. We pray. What do we pray about? I can tell you we're praying. And if you are naughty, are you paying attention? Then the father prays even more. Yes. And fathers pray a lot. They really, really. One day there was a father who was just so upset with the son. And the son was the messiest person alive. If he was going to the bathroom, he would take his shirt and slowly drop one piece at the other. Go to the bathroom and then come back and not notice anything. I don't know what your father would do to you, but some fathers would take the cane and chase after you. Right? Some fathers, hopefully, they won't do the same thing. Then the mothers will be screaming and taking the cane to both of them. And that would be terrible. And so one day, father and mother were talking. And they said, I think we should really pray for our children. For this one especially. And so they were praying and they were very tired. They worked the whole day and they do. very, very, very tired. And one day, the small boy, you know, he came back and he was just same thing, very loud, banging doors, the messing up place, dropping things, everything. And then he stopped for a while because he heard the father pray. Now, the father was a little bit discouraged, but the father said to God, you know, we loved our son, but he's really messy. But we love him, and please help him. And then something happened. The little boy decided that, you know, my father really loves me. Daddy, mommy also loves me. You know what I should do? Maybe I really ought to stop being so messy. And that is what prayer is all about. Okay? That's what prayer is all about. Now, every time, remember this, when you are a father, all good fathers, every single day, they would lovingly pray for their children. Automatic, because of the love within the heart. This was Paul praying. Can you see this? Verse 9, how did he pray? Tell me. How did he pray? How did he pray, guys? Yes. What do you pray? Look at verse 9. Girls, look at verse 9. How would a father pray? Tell me. Colossians 1, 9. What? Can you see? How would a father pray? Open eyes. Don't look at me. Look at the Bible. Look at it. Look very carefully. For this reason, go on further. Read further. Yes. Yes. Huh? No, no, no. How did he pray? Not what did he pray for. Not the same. How did he pray? Tell me. Yes. Girls, we're still reading the same Bible, right? Amanda? What? Yes. Right. And the word here is, since the day we heard it, do not cease. Do not cease means what? Do not cease. Do it without stopping. Every morning, get on. No. Yeah, no. Then so when we pray, it's in the morning, and it's in the afternoon, and it's at night, we remember the children, right? And we should. When do we stop? Ah, okay, PSLE passed already. No need to pray anymore. Oh, no, no, we got to pray. You know, fathers and mothers, they pray for the children because they are sick, they pray. Then they have exams, they pray. Then when they go to secondary school, they got problems, they pray. Then when they grow a little older, don't know, got girlfriend or boyfriend, they pray. Then after they got boyfriend, girlfriend, don't know, good boyfriend, they don't know, they also pray. Then when they get married, don't know, we got children, no children, they pray. And then when the children grow up, don't know whether they're good grandchildren, bad grandchildren, they pray. Until they die, they pray. That's what we mean, do not cease. Not okay. Okay, that's what it means. This is very, very important. We never, never cease praying. All right, now, question is, what to pray for? Okay, what do we pray about? What do fathers and mothers pray about for their children? Now, if you study this, then you know later on, you can tell your mommy and daddy especially, thank you for praying for me. So this is what you're praying for me, although they don't tell you. And if daddies, you're not praying, pray. This is for you as well. Maybe for the kids, just as much for you. All right, what do they pray about? Always the boys, girls. Knowledge. Give me another word for knowledge. You know what parents always tell you? Go and what? What's your favorite word your father or your mother tell you? Go and what? Sleep. No. That one is at night. Go and sleep. Go and sleep. But during the day, what do they say? Another word with beginning with letter S. Study. Study law. Yes. Well, what is that? Isn't it knowledge there? They want you to be, they don't want to be empty vessels, because they see you make most noise means empty vessels. But they want you to be so full, so absolutely full, that when they shake their head, no sound. Right? But when they've hit, you know what? Asia, come. Yeah, come. Come here, dear. And let's see whether inside got head got empty or not empty. Okay? Of course, parents pray that the head will be filled with something. Now, if I shake a head, hey, can you hear the sound? It means nothing inside. But if there is full of what? Knowledge and music and things like that. Wow, very solid. Then we say, well, of course, all father and mother will be one thing, isn't it? That's what we pray for. Otherwise, okay? So inside or something wrong? Yeah, hopefully. All right, here we go. And we pray for what? What is the word? The W word. Wisdom. And this is so, so important. Because we want our children to grow up wise. Is not paying attention wise or not? If playing when I'm talking wise or not? That's right. How about that? You're growing wiser already. Are you paying attention or not? You see, parents have to do that all the time, every hour, every minute, because 1 minute concentration, 2 minutes play. 1 minute concentrate. Okay, gone again. That's why parents pray a lot. Okay? This is the origin of why jeans got holes in the knees. One day, there was a hobo. You know what's a hobo? What's a hobo? A hobo. Lu hobo. Now that is a Chinese hobo. Hobo. U hobo. No. So he was asking the lady, and he said, "Ma'am, can you give me a new pair of jeans?" So he said, "Okay." Because the knees are all not very good, full of holes already. He said, "Why are your knees like that?" "Because I kneel and pray," he said. Then the lady went to the house and said, "Hey, why are your back also not very good, now got holes all over the place?" And the man said, "Backsliding." not so good. We need that knowledge and we need that wisdom. And I think all parents have this challenge. Please pray very much. And I think this is something that is very, very, very important. Now, we go on further. Okay? What is it that parents want the children to be most of all? And this is very, very important for us. I wonder whether you can find it in verse 10. All right, turn it. Find verse 10. Ethan, find verse 10. Yes. This is a harder question. Only for those who are P5, P6, they can understand. What is it? Want you to, the theme of this month, what am I doing? Give you a clue. The clue is found in what I am doing right now. What am I doing? Very good. Now walk how? Walk what? What is walk worthy? Tell me, what is walk worthy? You see, you know how to read, but you don't know what it means. What is walk worthy? Okay? Now, I don't know whether your father ever told you, son, you have half my name. You have a same surname as me. Walk worthy of the Tan family. Wow, heavy stuff. Have your father ever tell you, okay, walk worthy. Don't walk twa. Twa. That's terrible. Twa means not straight. Yeah. So but it's very hard when you have a surname like that. But when you have a surname, wow, walk, and this is very important. You know, and it's important that we learn how to walk worthy. You know what it means? The father, your father told you how to walk properly and you walk nicely. So you walk bravely, you walk well, you walk nicely, and you behave well. Now that is called walk worthy. Is that good enough? Yes or no? Okay, so this was Paul's prayer. And he wants Timothy, my son, he says, and I want you to do this. Titus, my son, I want you to do this. And all parents got to tell their children, walk worthy. Right? We put in so much effort. The least you can do, walk worthy. And this is something that we want to learn. Is it possible? Now, let's take a look at the life that is truly worthy. Colossians 1. Let's take a look. What kind of life is this? Verse 10, quickly. 10 and 11. What kind of life? What kind of life would truly be worthy? Tell me. What? 10? Look at verse 10. Girls, boys, there are a few of them. Name them. One. Okay, one. Okay, I give you the first one, okay? And that is, your father is so pleased with you. Have you ever felt that way? And you say, you know, I am so pleased with you. I am so proud of you. That's the first one. Make your father proud of you. Please be pleasing. Okay, number two. Number two. What's number two? Yes. Fruit, very good. Fruitful means what? Eat a lot of fruit. Fruitful means what? Fruitful means what? Okay, if your father, Ethan, is a dentist. Okay, your father dentist, right? At least when you smile, all the teeth gone. Not so good. Yeah, but your teeth are nice, they're clean, they're bright. You know, Dali style, you know. Then he would say, wow, he's so proud of you. See, I'm a good dentist. See my son's teeth. Fruitful. Yes. You see what I'm trying to say? So your parents study, teach you this. Give you, and then get you a tuition, get you a tutor, give you a nice room to study. And then your end result, F. How many marks do you have? Z. Peppermint patty. Z. Well, then that's terrible. Not F, but way up to the last one. F, G, H, I, J, K, up to Z. And that's her marks. Z. Well, that's terrible. So you learn how to what? Walk worthy. You learn how to be fruitful. What's another one? What's another one? Go ahead. What else? Next one, after that, Elliot, what does that mean? That means, come to junior camp. That's what it means, because here, we're going to pump you with knowledge. So at the end of the week, you will know about David's life, you know how he fought with so many Goliaths. Why did he have 5 stones? Only one will do, because there were many other giants. One got killed, the rest ran away. But there was one naughty one. He was Goliath. Wow, so many things to learn. Increasing. Okay, this is important. In school, they have lessons. Every week, lesson. Lesson knowledge. Oh, no, it's not meant to be like that. Increasing. Every year, smarter. Right? Every year, more knowledgeable. Every year, wiser. Well, that's what it is. Okay? This is what fathers would like of their children. One other word. Carry on. Next one. Verse 11. What is the next word? And what? Yes. Strengthen with all might. Means what? We know how to read. We don't know. All right, strong guys. Do you know how to be strong? Oh, come and carry this pulpit. You see, you're not strong. How to carry this pulpit given everybody is weak? How? Get stronger people. No, simple. Got wheels, push. Not only strength, but must be smart strength. What for want to carry when you can push? See? Now, you see? What we must pray for you? You see? That's right. So we really must pray for you and really have to learn. All right, at a junior camp, we will learn a lot of stuff. Okay? Especially my class. And my class people will be the best behaved in the whole camp. Yes? Absolutely. And when they are given nice food, they say, thank you. And when they have got nothing, they also say, thank you. Yes! They are going to be the best behaved in class. Oh, I want to know the reason why. Well, we pray and we help you in every way. This was Paul the Apostle, and he really wanted to them to have all these things. What else is there? One last word, then we stop. What is that? Last one. Last part of it. Yes. No. Glorious power, not for you to touch. The last part of it. Long suffering is what we all fathers have to have. Long suffering. Yes. Patience, long suffering, with joy. And many of you are impatient. No long suffering. Parents suffer long time. Enjoy. Okay? Well, this is what parents do. This is what fathers do. And this is what they want to do because they deeply, deeply committed to loving their children. Without fail, with joy, without ceasing, they will pray for their children. Okay? So today, this morning, let's thank God for our parents. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for good and godly fathers who love their children enough to pray for them every day. Praying that the children will walk worthy, praying that they will grow in knowledge, they will become strong, and their lives will be fruitful in every way. Pray that you will move us, our hearts as fathers, to do our part without fail, without ceasing for our children. We pray for your blessings on the junior camp especially. We pray that our children will grow up well and they will grow up to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to love him. We pray in his name. Amen. Okay, we give a love gift for the Lord's work now. Before we go. And now may this great and wonderful God who loves us truly fill our hearts with a special sense of love. We pray that this love will be given to all of us, and especially to fathers this morning, we pray. And may the Lord Jesus Christ enable us with his grace, with his own love, to be filled with a tender love that enables us to truly and deeply love with the greatest sense of beauty and purity. May the Spirit of God enable us to be filled with this special grace and love until the Lord Jesus comes back for us. To Him be glory now and forever. Amen. Thank you, and just enjoy the postlude for a while before we dismiss.